On the show today, we have National Credit Union Foundation's very own Gigi Hyland and author, speaker, videographer, photographer, and all-around Renaissance man Andy Janning are both on the show today to talk about their upcoming Side Effects project. And it's all about the financial crisis of cancer in America and how credit unions can ease the burdens of patients and their families during these difficult times. So check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We have a very special show for you guys today. We have obviously Gigi Hyland from the National Credit Union Foundation right below me. Gigi, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Happy holidays. It's always so great to be with you and see you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise, for sure. Thank you so much. And then right next to me, sitting in his car, is Andy Janning, speaker, author, photographer, video guru, all of the above. I mean, he's like the modern day Renaissance man. Am I correct in saying that, Andy?
It's so good seeing you. So yeah, thank you very much for the kind words. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, we're here talking about a really special project that's obviously near and dear to Andy and Gigi's hearts. And it's called Side Effects. And Andy, yes. This is your baby. So why don't you start things off and give us a quick overview of this? Because it all has to do, it revolves around the kind of the financial crisis of cancer in America and how this awful, awful disease really can just bring people to their knees, basically. And it's financially speaking. So give us a quick summary of what you want to accomplish here.
Well, really with this, and like we've mentioned, you know, this was something that the foundation has been looking at, I think, for almost 2 years now, looking at the financial impact of cancer care and what we as an industry can be doing to help. You know, Side Effects is really designed to tell personal stories of members, I mean, real members out there all across the country, and what they're going through and what the financial impact of cancer has been on their care, on their outlook, and what credit unions have done and what they can do to be able to fill that gap, because there is such this intimate relationship between financial health and physical health and financial well-being and physical well-being. And I think that with the coronavirus pandemic, I think we have a really unique insight into what happens when a medical event, when a medical crisis intersects with a financial crisis. Mm-hmm. And I think the stark relief that we have seen as an industry, the effect that it's had on our members over the past few months, has been the reality that cancer patients have been dealing with, you know, for months, if not years. So when we think about the financial impact of chronic long-term illness, you know, like I said, cancer patients have been dealing with this for years. And I think now with, you know, because of the foundation's vision, because of the questions that Gigi and the rest of her team have been asking, how can credit unions bridge this gap? And I'm just really excited to play a small part in trying to answer that question and helping kind of shine a light of what credit unions can do and what we should be doing to help these folks.
Well, this may be a small part, Andy, but this is a pretty major project that you're embarking on. But I want to go to Gigi next for this, because what is the foundation's role in all this? Because we've spoken many, many times about the correlation between health and finance and how they butt heads sometimes, and sometimes they flowed nicely. But so what's the foundation's role here?
Yeah, so thanks for asking, Mike. And again, we're delighted to work with Andy to be our storyteller on this project. You know, as we one of our major pillars is to ignite credit unions' work around putting financial well-being at the center of their strategy. And in 2018, we issued a white paper that really offered a model for credit unions to link health and wealth and to really lay out the data, you know, lay out some models, lay out some opportunities for credit unions to bridge the conversation so that the same credit union member that was coming to the credit union for a loan because of medical debt is the same member who's going to the care facility or the hospital to get treated for cancer or whatever major medical issue that he or she might be facing. And that there's an opportunity to join those two worlds in a way that serves the member better, because you're really talking about how do I get healthier, but also how do I not file bankruptcy because of the medical debt I've now incurred to get healthier. And you know, as we talk this through, we realize that the one sort of medical event that everybody has experienced with a friend, a loved one, themselves, is cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it is that pervasive. And so as we thought about bringing the work forward from 2018 and continuing the conversation, you know, timing is kind of everything in life. And Andy and I were having a conversation at my dining room table to film things related to our celebration, our Wegner dinner, actually, mm-hmm. in February of this year, which feels like 20 years ago. But we're having a conversation around, you know, Andy, I've got this idea around how do we help credit unions understand the opportunity to help those who are dealing with a major medical issue, especially cancer.
Yeah.
Let's use that as an opportunity. And that's really how Side Effects was born, is wow. to find a way to tell the story visually through text, and to know that this is a journey, that, you know, there are credit unions that that get it already, that are doing this work, and there are some credit unions that may have just missed an opportunity, but then learned from that and now has stepped up. And there's no right or wrong. There's no bad or good here. There is the opportunity to serve members better mm-hmm. by helping them wrestle with medical debt and helping them get through financially the side effects, literally, yeah. of getting better from cancer, because it just doesn't go away. You know, poof, you're healed from cancer. The side effects of the financial burden, I can't work the same number of hours. I still have to pay for medication to make sure that I don't get the cancer again. That has a very long tail that often we don't think of. And financial institutions, especially credit unions, have an opportunity to do something about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic for credit unions to really be kind of the forefront on this as well, to be the foundation. And Andy, I want to bring it back to you. So what does the project entail? I know we traded a few emails on what, I mean, it's going to involve video, storytelling, I mean, yeah. audio, all this type of stuff. So give us what's it all going to entail here? What are we going to see?
Well, it kind of explains why I'm in a car right now. It involves a lot of travel. This project will probably take me through at least 10 states and over like 10,000 miles of travel. All of it safe, all of it, with social distancing and all, personal protective situations put in place. So I just want to be really, really clear about that. But really, this involves trying to tell the story in as many different lanes as possible, through short film, through essays, through photos, through, short form audio podcast, mm-hmm. really bring people into the worlds that the cancer patients live in every single day. Mm-hmm. We were fortunate enough to speak to two members that have cancer. And I was also able to speak to a few other folks, really kind of just really literally in my neighborhood, that wanted to go on camera and speak about what happened to them financially yeah. when they were diagnosed with cancer, and what did their financial institutions do or not do to serve them and help them. So really trying to answer this question of, here's the real human cost of cancer, and trying to tell it in a way that is as full and as complete as possible, that really respects and represents the kind of struggles that people are going through. We also realize that, this is a difficult time for a lot of people. And it's like, oh my gosh, I've got the coronavirus, got all this other stuff to deal with. And there may be a little bit of like, okay, now I got to think about cancer. Holy crap, I don't know if I can deal with that anymore. What we're trying to do with these stories is just say, look, these struggles are going on. This is a struggle literally happening in plain sight. Two really important numbers that have been kind of driving me. One of them is 40%. And that is the number, that's the percentage of Americans that will be diagnosed with cancer at least once in their lifetime, which means that virtually every American will be touched directly or indirectly by cancer. The other one is 2.65. And that's the increase in chances that a cancer patient has of going into bankruptcy because of just their medical debt. So what hasn't been asked up until now is, what can financial institutions do? As I've been able to talk to different experts and researchers in this field, they've talked about the insurance, ecosystem. They talked about healthcare. They talked about all these other places. But they haven't thought about us. They haven't thought about financial institutions. They haven't thought about credit unions. So what we want to do is say, hey, what have we done and what can we do? So mm-hmm. if we can tell these stories in as respectful, as direct, as honest a way as we can, and then laying out some responses to say, hey, here's some things that we can do, right. and this stuff is going on all around, we want to be able to create that. One of the things that I'm finding with this is that talking about cancer can be difficult, especially when it's about money and cancer and your financial institution. that's one of the big things that we found is that not a lot of these patients really want to talk to their financial institution about it. One, out of fear that there's going to be some sort of negative financial, you know, consequence taken by their institution on them now that they've learned that they have cancer. But two, also thinking, well, what can they do? You know, they don't have any programs for it. I see nothing on their website that says, hey, if you have cancer or a chronic illness, here's some ways we can help. So there's been a lot of silence, I think, when it comes to around this issue.
Yeah.
What hopefully Side Effects does is to say, it doesn't have to be silent anymore. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this and see how we can help.
So that's the ultimate goal here, is to kind of really bring light to this and then have credit unions really draw. I mean, because obviously the financial institution is an important piece of this puzzle, right? Is that what you guys are finding, Gigi, as well? Is that how important this is for credit unions to really be involved?
Yeah, you know, I think it always starts with, I know in the foundation's work, it always starts with the awareness piece, is understanding that there's an issue. And, you know, Mike, you've heard me talk about this. When we talk about financial well-being, we first start with credit unions understanding their own members and understanding that probably 50% of their members are not financially healthy. And when you start with that, then you just, this is a tangent to that, that you understand that people have gone through cancer and might be wrestling with the financial impacts of cancer. And then what can you do? What does that look like? So it's all connected without any doubt. But it's raising the awareness and then empowering credit unions to take action that is not way beyond the products and services that they already offer. It could be something as simple as a conversation around, what else can I do for you today to help you with your finances?
Exactly.
And that might open up the oyster of, oh, I'm so glad you asked, because I'm so worried about, you know, my mom's going through cancer treatment and I'm trying to help her and I don't know what to do. I mean, you just don't know. So it's being intellectually curious enough with your members to see what else you can do to help.
Mm-hmm. Is there like pride in this as well? Because a lot of people don't want to admit that, oh my gosh, you know, this is financially killing me, literally, you know? So is that what you're finding, Andy?
Absolutely. And there's the pride. There's the thinking that, well, hey, I should be okay with this, you know, because everybody else, I know other people that have cancer and they don't make a big deal about it. So yeah, there's some pride going on there. So what hopefully this project will do is show the incredible courage, first of all, of the patients, also the courage of the financial institutions to say, hey, we're going to look beyond some numbers here and really ask those good questions to help say, hey, what can we do? Then also just amazing humility out of our industry, when there have been times when we've said, hey, we missed this and we learned and here's what we can do. This is why working on this has been so inspirational, because not only, I mean, I think cancer patients are some of the strongest people on the planet, because many times they want to try and make everybody else around them feel better. Mm-hmm. And they're typically some of the last people to think about it. What can I do for my own needs? So it's really been inspiring to see their strength, but then also seeing strength and courage and humility reflected in the credit union professionals I've been able to interview with this. Yeah. Also just the caregivers and the researchers all involved in this. All of us really want the best for these patients and their families to leave, you know, a better financial legacy, to improve not just their financial well-being, but just be able to leave a legacy that says, hey, you know, we can get through this. And we did get through this. And it was a team that did it. It wasn't just one person. And it's not just going to be one intervention just one time. It's going to be something that may be coming back through. So if we can continue talking about these kinds of issues, and like we said, have the heart and the humility and the curiosity to ask these questions of our members and say, hey, it's okay to tell us about this. Let's see how we can help. Then I think we'll really have turned a corner.
Yeah, no doubt. And what drives you guys to really do a project like this? Because you mentioned it, Gigi, that cancer, unfortunately, is so pervasive. It's touched almost everybody's lives. And you mentioned it as well, Andy. And this is not going to be an easy story to tell in a lot of cases, as you're probably finding out, Andy, as well. So what drives you guys to tell a story like this? Gigi, I'll start with you on this.
Sure. Yeah. So again, you know, timing is everything, and having a worldwide pandemic can be viewed as either really good because people understand the link between health and wealth, or it can be really bad, as Andy said, because I can't take talking about anything else. It's depressing in a way. So we'll see where that timing goes. You know, honestly, Mike, I think I'm driven by two main things. One is very personal. My mom was dealt with cancer, a very rare form of cancer called anesthesioneuroblastoma. And I saw the impact that had on our finances as a family. So it's a very personal story for me, number one. Number two, I think it is such an opportunity for credit unions to do what they do best, which is to help members thrive and advance their own financial lives and achieve their financial freedom. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that unless you open up the conversation to find out how you can leverage a credit union's superpowers with a member's life to be able to make that difference. And, you know, Andy's interviewed, what's interesting here is Andy has interviewed medical professionals and folks that work in the arena of helping cancer patients with their finances. And those, all of those people have essentially said, this is a monster issue for us in the medical community. We recognize this is a monster issue for us, but we're trying to figure out where to go with it. And again, for me, it's walking from the other direction towards them saying credit unions could be a solution. And that's part of what's driving me, is to try to bridge, just like we did in that 2018 white papers, to try to bridge that gap to do better by people that are wrestling with any medical issue, in this case, cancer, to make sure that their financial lives are not absolutely ruined at the end of getting better.
Yeah, exactly. Andy, what drives you?
You know, and you know, first and foremost is my wife. She was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, stage two breast cancer. She is still recovering from it. She's done with her treatments, quote unquote, but she's still feeling a lot of physical and even some emotional challenges with it too. And so being able to create a, first of all, community around cancer patients to say, hey, there are other people out there that have no, that like, just like you, that may not know how they're going to continue to put food on the table, how they're going to continue to work with this diagnosis. So there are other people out there, again, creating this safe space for this conversation. Mm-hmm. Also, my love for this industry. This industry has been better to me than I deserve. And I have been very, very blessed and fortunate to work with some just amazing heroes all across this country who literally embody that whole financial first responder mindset. And so I want to honor those professionals that make this industry what it is, the unique and amazing collection of people that it is. I want to honor the patients that too often think they can't, that there is no place else to turn. And I want to also kind of take some of the stereotypes, I think, away that we have about cancer care. We think that, oh, well, if someone has good insurance, then they should be okay. The financial crisis that's happening with cancer has nothing to do with someone's insurance level. We want to be really clear about that. Even if you have good insurance, there is still a massive amount of financial impact that cancer care can have. One of the researchers that I got the chance to interview says, it is, when I tell my colleagues overseas in countries other than America that there are people in this country that will go bankrupt and be financially ruined by the cost of cancer, they are aghast. He says the experience of cancer in America is so fundamentally more unique than in any other country. What we want to be able to do with Side Effects is be able to tell a little bit of that story and use this as a point of entry to go in and continue the conversation, create a safe space, and let people know that this is happening right with the members that are walking into your lobby. They just don't know how to have a conversation about it. Yeah. We need to do a better job of listening and asking, and we can turn that around.
To drive change, right? To drive change, right?
You guys realize you're going to change some lives here. You're going to make an incredible impact on people's lives, whether you know it or not. So this is going to be tremendous, I think. So.
I can tell you already.
Thank you for saying that.
I certainly appreciate that. I can tell you that my own life has been transformed. Meeting these folks face to face, hearing from their families, I've kind of become a little bit of a part of their journey. When you are talking about something that is so intimate, that is so real and raw, you root for them. You become personally connected with them, and to see what they've had to go through and to see what they've had to pull together in spite of all of these financial and physical and emotional headwinds has been nothing short of amazing. And for us to be part of that, to be able to say that, hey, we're going to help you from the financial end of things and help you get better there. There's nothing better. This is the kind of work that I love doing.
Oh, I bet.
And my life has been, I am not the same person that started this project, and I'm happy. And I can't wait to see where this goes.
I can see the passion in both of you right now. I mean, Gigi, I've never seen you more animated. and Andy, I mean, it's just the passion is just exuding. It's just coming out from all your pores. It's just, I can't wait to see what you guys have in store for us. And with that question, where can we go when it's ready? Is this going to be like a big premiere, or is it going to be a series of things, or what can we expect?
I
can tell you that that's why I'm in the car right now. I'm finishing up just some final, initial photography. I want to get all the rough cuts together. And then we kind of go into polishing over the next few weeks. Want to try and have everything finalized, all of the storytelling packages, the short films. There's going to be a collection of about anywhere from like 3 to 5 of those short films, along with the essays, along with the photos that go with them, along with all the podcasts and all the audio elements that go to it. Hopefully ready for distribution by the middle part of January.
Wow.
Lord willing, and the coronavirus don't rise.
Exactly.
That's what we're hoping for.
Okay.
So then from there, really, I want to just, broadcast it, really just like display like on the moon, just so people can look up and just see it. It's everywhere. That was a dumb joke. Please cut it.
I'm keeping that one, Andy.
and from the foundation's perspective, it's telling the story and linking it to the financial well-being narrative that we have put out there in the world for the last 5 or 6 years, and mm-hmm. making sure that that it's digestible for people and they can understand it. Again, mm-hmm. we recognize that timing is everything, and we want to make sure that people understand what this is and how it fits in the conversation around a worldwide pandemic, mm-hmm. how it fits in the conversation around financial well-being. And so it's that cadence of how we release it. But again, mid-January is kind of where you can start looking for it. And Mike, we will certainly give you a heads up when it's ready to launch. Yeah. And so we appreciate that.
Okay. And realizing that, it would be very easy to say, we're going to put out a few videos and that's it. We know that people will have different points of entry with this specific kind of story, with something that is so intimate, with something that can be very personal and very, very, in some cases, very difficult for people to deal with. We want to have different points of entry into it that people can kind of say, hey, if I want to just kind of see it and kind of, get a quick, understanding, that's fine. But I really want to marinate it and really, really, really let it seep in. There are different ways for that too. So that's why I'm trying to tell this in as many ways as I can.
Yeah, everybody consumes content in different channels, but it sounds like it's going to be all there for everybody. So, oh gosh. Can't wait. Did you want to add anything else here?
I just wanted to add that also the other thing that, we'll link it to is, as you know, we have our Sea Youth and Health Conference, which is going to go virtual. There's a save the date on our website. It's April 21st through 23rd. But we will have a session in that conference around this work. So that's another opportunity for folks to engage in it and to see it with some of the folks, hopefully, that have been part of it, to have their voice live and in person at the table to really have a conversation of what credit unions can do. So just get a lot of good stuff coming really between January and April, and then a continuance, I think, of the conversation after that.
Yeah, this is just the beginning, I think, for you guys. Yeah. So something bigger is on the horizon, I think, than this is just the initial stuff of it. All right. Andy, anything else here to wrap up, sir?
No, I just, again, I'm really honored that the foundation thought of me. They wanted to find somebody that could tell a good story, and until they found that person, I guess I'm just going to be it. but really, I'm grateful for Gigi for asking the hard questions about saying, hey, what can we do, rather than just thinking that someone else is going to do it.
Right.
Really, just with the foundation and her leadership kind of exemplifying what this industry should be and how we continue to really care for and serve our members. I'm just inspired to be part of this entire conversation.
Well, thank you so much for, this is just fantastic stuff, guys. And just thank you for taking time out to chat with us for a few minutes today and just give us a glimpse of what's to come. And again, I'm going to be on pins and needles to when you guys release it. But again, I think the overall picture, you guys are really going to change some people's lives. So, and that's the bigger picture right here. So kudos to you guys for stepping up and stepping out and doing some fantastic work. So I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike, for your interest in this. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you about it. Can't wait to talk to you more once we launch it.
Oh my gosh. Can't wait. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it. Drive safely, Andy and Gigi.
I promise I will.
All righty.
Happy holidays, Mike.